This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want in here as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in at 855-450-FREE, bring up whatever you want, although the discussion tonight has mostly focused around issues surrounding the New Zealand mass shootings that happened early yesterday. Just absolutely horrifying what happened. 50 people now apparently are dead as a result of this psychopath who armed up with, I think, 5 guns or something like that that he legally owned down there. And according to another article, he was from Australia, so Gene was correct about that earlier, but had the guns in New Zealand, so I guess they have some sort of reciprocity or whatever. That would be my best guess.
Or you can go there and own a gun there. A semi-automatic rifle there is the easiest thing to own. And it's the easiest thing to own. It's basically impossible to own a handgun. A semi-automatic rifle can be used for hunting. If you don't have a semi-automatic, that means, let's explain what a semi-automatic rifle is for people.
Yeah, maybe some people don't know.
A semi-automatic rifle means one bullet, one trigger pull.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull the trigger, bang, 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 bang. You pull trigger pull, trigger
right.
pull,
as
trigger
fast
pull.
As you can pull the trigger, it will shoot.
Right. And
so it's not automatic, where you hold the trigger down and it just continues to shoot.
Right. You can have bolt-action rifles, which may have extra bullets in them, more than one bullet in them, but you have to pull this bolt back and forth in order to advance the bullet. You can have single load rifles, like a muzzle loader or something like that, and there's probably some out there. I can think of sort of double-barreled shotguns are kind of like single loads, except they're double loads.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want people to understand what they are. People often get scared of this word automatic, as though you pull a trigger and a whole bunch of bullets fly out, and all the bullets have homing beacons on them, and every one of them hits a target.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Well,
but that doesn't
exist. It would solve some problems.
Yeah.
At some point, that will be taken care of. It won't be like Who Framed Roger Rabbit anymore?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up whatever you want. We had Jimmy on the line listening in Chattanooga to WGOW. Jimmy, you had some sort of question or issue you wanted to bring up. Go ahead.
Hey, good show. Great boys. I listened to you. I was going to mention, bring up the topic of the latest New Zealand mass shooting. And I started thinking, like, over the last, say, 50 years, I guess we could all agree that there's been hundreds of shootings in mosques and churches and nightclubs and so forth, where there's been sometimes, this number, 50 or so killed.
This is a pretty unusual number. Certainly for New Zealand, this is the most or the worst mass shooting they've ever had. And as far as in the United States, there have been a bunch of them, but they're not all in mosques or nightclubs or anything like that. I mean, you could probably count them on one hand.
Africa, Iraq, France, all over the world, Pakistan, blow up, detonate and blow up. And this is the first one that's a blowback against Islam. All the rest of them have been Islamic against whoever's dead.
Oh, no, that's not true at all.
Not true at all, sir.
Is it true? Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's not true.
Yeah, there was a guy up in, I think it was Minnesota, that attacked the Sikhs, thinking they were Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
There's been all kinds of...
There was a black church that was attacked, remember,
in
the
South? Well, this is blowback against Muslims, he said, particularly. So
yeah, I'm talking about the different types of shootings. He went down this list of different types of mass killings, and I'm telling, pointing out that it's not just Muslims being attacked, it's not just Muslims attacking, it's all kinds of lunatics who are pulling triggers on different people, different groups of people that they're blaming. There's, of course, young people in schools who've been attacked on a myriad of occasions here in the United States. And we've seen a multitude of a couple of different that I can think of, church-related attacks here on, different religions. So I would not say it was just the Muslims attacking people. In fact, that seems to be the least of it, in the United States at least. Now, I can't speak to other countries and how often these things happen there. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, there's plenty of Muslim attacks in Muslim countries, yeah. For instance.
And in many cases, against other Muslims.
Right. Americans don't seem to worry about that one.
Yeah. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Bob, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to maybe clarify things a little bit about the president's declaration of an emergency and the authority he used. The law, as much as I may or may not disagree with it, the law does authorize him to make those emergency declarations. And
yep, it does.
And I think what most people that are mad about it are that it don't be, I don't know if it's that same law or other authorities, allow him to reprogram money. By making that emergency declaration.
What does reprogram money mean?
That means he's taking money from the defense budget and using it to build the wall.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so I believe he's using military equipment to do the wall building and that sort of thing. So, you know, if it's an exercise, I thought that the explanation was pretty legit sounding. But then don't worry, when the Democrats get in power, they're going to have expensive lawyers that are going to make their stuff make sense.
And I get that argument, but the law as it's currently written, and not just the emergency declaration law, but other laws, there I don't think there's a parallel where President Warren can declare climate change to be a national emergency. There's no law authorizing her to move any money to do that, whereas there is specifically laws authorizing the president to move money.
She can call global climate change a natural disaster and treat it as such.
And where is she going to get the money from? That's where the question comes from. There is no law authorizing her to get that money, whereas there is specific laws authorizing the president to use the defense budget for what he's doing.
Well, by the way, there's an update on this story coming out yesterday. Fortune magazine reporting that Trump has vetoed the congressional resolution to cancel his border emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
yeah. I mean, was there any doubt he was going to do that? I mean,
apparently, it's his first veto. To me, the most relevant part of this story is that he's been in office for how long now? Two, three years?
Two plus years.
Not a single veto until Friday?
Right.
Really?
Well, hasn't had to, I guess. But
shocking.
Yeah, I know. But,
he's draining the swamp, buddy.
I don't think.
Yeah, how do you drain the swamp without vetoing the garbage coming out of it?
You know, good question. I mean, great question.
Yeah.
But,
Bob, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate
it. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue. Jim, listening in South Carolina, in Columbia, to WQXL FM. Hello, Jim.
Hey, thanks. I love the program. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Commenting on what you just said, the reason Trump has never had to use a veto is because Republicans had House majority during the first 2 years. And yeah, I wish they would have got a lot more done. But now we have Democrats having House majority in Congress. So I think that's why he had to use the veto for the first time. But I do think that emphasizes, he used it for a very important issue.
Which is to say
I don't have a problem with the veto. I have a problem with the lack of vetoes. But, like I said, I'm fond of this particular president. I realize that none of them are going to rise to my standards.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that none of them are going to rise halfway to my standards.
I'm a libertarian too, man, so I totally get it. And I understand, no one can rise your standards, though, if you're a libertarian, because all for limited government, and what we have now is just this corrupt, overreaching government that I wish we could go back to 1776.
Do you, though? Because it didn't work.
I really,
what would you change?
Well, 1776 was the revolution. 1789 was the Constitution.
I want to go way back towards more limited government rather than this.
But they tried that.
Well, to be clear, the Constitution, as it was written, This is the government you get from it.
They tried to limit it with the chains of the Constitution.
We've run a 200-plus-year experiment, and we know what the Constitution brings.
What would you change? That's what I want to know, Jim. Hang on. If you want to continue the discussion, I want to know from you. If you could go back and you could change things to make it more limited somehow, what would you do? Because their experiment created one of the largest governments known to man. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us right here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those top four rooms on our various chat rooms list, and we will notice you in there and join you, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And I do want to let you know about our video clips that are now available online on clips.freetalklive.com. You want to share some Free Talk Live? Maybe there was a moment in the recent episodes that you really enjoyed. There's a good chance one of those moments that you enjoyed made it into a video clip. And you can then take that clip and share it on your favorite social media so your friends and family and whoever else happens to monitor you can know what you are into, what you've been enjoying with Free Talk Live. So it makes it easy to share moments that you like from this show. And you can go to clips.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to the Liberty Bits channel there. That's where the clips appear. You can also follow us on social media on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're on Mastodon, which is the decentralized, better alternative to Twitter, in my opinion, over at toot.freetalklive.com, and also telegram.freetalklive.com. If you're on Telegram, you can follow us in any one of those ways, and you will see the updates from the YouTube channel pop right into those social media as the videos get uploaded. So it's a great way to find out when there's a fresh clip up there for you to see at clips.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we go back to Jim listening in South Carolina to WQXL. Jim, you were trying to drive at something, and I don't remember what it was. So can you bring that back to us?
Sure, man. I was really wanting to talk about the national emergency and the New Zealand thing, but
yeah.
Since we were talking about that, I was saying that America used to have no income tax in the United States.
Before 1913, yep.
1913, that's when the federal income tax was enacted.
And the Federal Reserve at the same time.
The Federal Reserve was created, right?
Yes.
Right? It's almost as if they're related.
It's a bad year. Bad year.
Yeah, so, I think that's when the ship really started sinking. I mean, because once they started doing that, then it just escalated.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that was a turning point. But you could also argue that it was a pretty big turning point when Abraham Lincoln used violence to keep the Union together.
Abraham Lincoln, he definitely abused his executive power. I've heard a lot of stories about that lately.
Guess what? Totally that's what happens when you have power. It gets abused.
Yes, absolute power.
Well, I remember. I remember now what I was asking you. So you were talking about limited government, and I just didn't make a note. You were talking about limited government, the sort of theoretical thing that could exist, and I gave the United States as an example of an attempt at a limited government, and I asked you, what would you change if you could, tweak things? You can go back in time, and you could have some sort of, influence on the way things worked out. What would you change to try to make things limited? Because obviously the limitations did not hold.
Right, so I am very torn between being an anarcho-capitalist and a minarchist. There's a lot more to learn in my mind. I'm still kind of young. But thinking about it, I think the Founding Fathers were very wise to set us up as a constitutional republic rather than a pure democracy.
The idea being with a republic, you are protecting rights. Isn't that the idea?
Well, the angry mob, if you have a majority of, let's say, most people, do you think most people are smart or dumb? I would say most people aren't very wise. They're ignorant. They don't really care to know what's going on.
I'd say they're ignorant. I wouldn't say that has anything to do with their intelligence, though. That's just ignorance. It's pretty common.
Right. Well, either whether or not they're ignorant or just uninformed or whatever, they probably don't know how to vote best for everyone. They might make the wrong decision. So if you have an angry mob that's ruling everything, a majority, a democratic majority, you don't want them ruling everyone's lives because
I agree with you. There's no doubt about that. I mean, democracy, the old saying that I love is it's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Okay, so it's pretty clear that democracy is a failed system as far as any kind of protection of rights, but the people in this republic are democratically elected. So, I mean, what's really the difference there?
Yeah, it's a democratic republic, which constitutional republic, they're kind of synonyms.
But what I'm trying to say is, I'm not real clear on what's. And I mean, I've been on the show.
We're waiting for a judge, a government bureaucrat, to determine whether or not your rights have been violated as enumerated by whatever the finger in the wind is at that given time. That's what it means.
Well, that's crap.
Right, yeah. Of course it's crap.
Yeah.
So I got one for you, Ian.
Okay, as far as changes you can make to the...
So changes to the Constitution that'll change things. First off, the politicians have to, in Washington, D.C., can only pass one item per bill, okay?
Okay.
You can't cobble a whole bunch of things together. It all has to be one at a time. Okay. Secondly, they have to read everything that they pass out loud inside the House.
Okay.
That way they can't pass thousands and thousands and thousands of paragraphs.
You've got to give Downsized DC credit because they came up with those.
Right,
those are
okay.
Good
people next,
know what's going on, right?
Right, well, the people will still be just as clueless, don't worry.
Right. but it will at least take them time to do that, and they won't want to do that, right?
Number three,
but
and I love this one.
Bills now where they don't even read it, like thousands of pages,
right.
And they don't even read it until after they pass it.
They don't even read it then either, I'm telling you. They don't.
Oh, my God.
And my last one will destroy political parties. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
This one's awesome.
I like this one. I don't even know what it is.
100% of representatives and 100% of senators must vote to pass a bill into law.
100%.
If it's any good... Like, everybody can agree murder's bad.
Wow,
right?
All right, I'm on board.
Everybody
with that
can
one.
Agreed arson is bad. Once you get that, I mean, so if you can get 100% of the liars and thieves to say that something is good or bad, then you've just destroyed all the political parties. There won't be none of this back and forth or anything like that.
99%.
Why in the world? I mean, you're presuming that you elected 1% of your representatives are stupid?
I'm just throwing a curveball.
I'm 99% not acceptable. 100%.
Would you also need 100% to repeal something as well?
No, 50% to repeal.
So we can all agree that government is completely incompetent
we can agree on that.
Here's what I'm amazed by.
Those are good suggestions, Mark. I'm going to give you credit. Those are pretty good.
By the way, I'm only thinking...
Only one of them was originally yours.
That government is incompetent, that is forced on people. That that causes perverse incentives.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all governed by all kinds of agreements. I have a marriage contract with my wife. It's a governing document. We have an agreement.
But you both agreed on that.
That's true. Consent is what's important.
Right. I'm talking about voluntary government, and we have a lot of it in our lives, and it's rarely complained about, except for cell phone contracts. Everybody hates those.
That's not real contracts. Anyway, Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the discussion. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Robert in Indianapolis, listening to WIVC-FM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to bring up something real quick about, it doesn't have to be a mass shooting, but anytime somebody's raped, killed, or murdered, well, number one reason is they don't have any way to defend themselves. They're totally defenseless normally. When are people going to wake up and at least carry some bear spray or a taser or a knife? Have something to protect yourself with. So if you're afraid of guns, carry something. Everybody just sits and walks around totally helpless and defenseless. They wonder, how did I get raped, murdered, and robbed?
And the cops aren't going to get there in time to help you. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live. Thanks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show, and it's always open to you if you want to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733 as the politicians in New Zealand are talking about a total ban on, I guess, ownership of semi-automatic rifles. Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. And don't forget, you can join us on our Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Oh, and if you missed it last night, the live event of Shemale versus Nazi.
Oh, God.
It was something else. Christopher Cantwell, the crying Nazi, as you may know him.
He's the guy from Charlottesville, yeah.
The guy, the biggest sort of face of the Charlottesville Nazi situation.
He didn't kill anybody, though.
Down there. Thankfully, he did not. But he was on the air on our Twitch feed last night, also on LRN.fm. We did a simulcast on LRN, which is, you know, audio. And that was because we were sure that this was going to get taken down. We figured Twitch has very restrictive rules about no racism, you know, allowed on Twitch, and Cantwell's a racist. So the idea was Shemale, Aria Demezzo, the anarchist Shemale, was going to take on
our own cross-dresser.
Yep. We love her. And so it was kind of like her show, because Cantwell had had Aria on his show, his kind of racist podcast that he does. And so it was only fair that she have him on one of the shows that she did. But she's the host of Call to Freedom, which is a, you know, radio-based show, and you can't have, you know, somebody like Chris Cantwell come on and express his awful despicable racist opinions on, you know, broadcast radio in the way that he would express them. So the idea was, let's go internet only, let's do this special event. And Cantwell came in here acting like he was ready to go all night if he had to. He was willing to go past midnight. It was starting at 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. And he didn't even make it through the first hour.
Somebody called him a naughty word.
Somebody called in. Turd Ferguson actually called in and said
somebody
something.
Somebody called him a naughty word. Yeah. Called him a naughty word.
Called him something that we can't say on the radio. Something Cantwell certainly has heard before. So, like, he blew up. He flipped out. I can't play it on the radio for you because I haven't edited the beeps out. You know, I haven't beeped it out yet because it is, you know, somewhat profane. But he just couldn't handle it. He totally got triggered. He said, if you don't hang up on that person, I'm paraphrasing. If you don't hang up on Turd Ferguson, I'm going to leave. I'm gonna get up and leave. And Aria was like, well, get up and leave then, because we let you talk. You've been yammering here for 40 minutes or whatever, for a good bulk of the show up until that point. And so he left. He stormed out of the studio, and there's a video right now. If you want to check it out, you can see it over at freetalklive.com. It's the top article there. It's also the top story at freekeen.com. It's on the Free Keen YouTube channel, so feel free to check that out. I don't know if Aria is going to repost the actual debate. I suspect she will. It's currently available on Aria Domezzo's Twitch channel. That's where you can see the archived of the full, you know, hour-long or 45-minute-long debate until he got up and stormed out. So check out the storm-out clip over at freekeen.com as we continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We go to Bobby is calling from Florida. He's on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Bobby.
What's up, guys? Twitch was popping. Last night's show was great.
Thanks.
If anybody out there hasn't watched Twitch, guys, you got to get on this Twitch. And then
Twitch, for our listeners that don't know, there's probably a lot of people in, you know, radio land who aren't under the age of 28 or whatever, who, you know, aren't really aware of Twitch. Twitch is a video streaming platform that launched in 2011. It ended up being purchased by Amazon, and it's kind of the big competitor to YouTube as far as live streams go. YouTube still owns the market as far as, like, archival video that you upload and can call up at any time. Twitch doesn't do a whole lot of archiving of the streams. They usually only hold on to, like, 2 weeks' worth. So if you were to go on the Free Talk Live Twitch channel or the LRN Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm, you'll find the last couple weeks worth of Free Talk Live in archival format. But if you want to go beyond that, you got to go up to our YouTube channel. But Twitch is a great live streaming platform, and that's where we stream our HD quality video version of the show when we're live on the air every single night. So we are there right now at twitch.lrn.fm, and we've been doing kind of like a Twitch user drive. Basically, we're trying to hit the Twitch partner level or rank, if you will, for our channel. And in order to do that, we've got to hit 75 concurrent viewers purportedly for an entire month. Here's the crazy thing that happened last night. Aria Domezzo's channel, which is not a big channel at all, it's a newer channel, she figured she was going to lose the channel over having Chris Cantwell on. Like, we were to complete. That's the reason why we didn't have it on LRN's channel, because we figured Twitch was going to pull the feed and ban the channel because it had Chris Cantwell on it. Even though he was being debated against, we figured just the fact that he was there was going to be enough. Turns out they didn't pull the channel. It actually got her up to rank number 2 in the talk shows category during the show. She hit over 90 concurrent viewers, and by the next morning, they'd sent her a notice saying she was a Twitch partner. So
you feel bad that you didn't run this on your channel?
Well, we really thought they were going to pull it, but, you know, regardless, kudos to her, man. She deserved it. She was the one who came up with the idea, so she deserves the partner for that. But if you want to help us jump up to that level, then there's instructions on the front page over at freetalklive.com on how you can basically pull up the Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm on your home or your work computer and just kind of leave it open at all times. Then we're always there. You can always watch us if we're live.
Just hold a big event like Aria did here, and you'll get viewers.
What would you suggest?
No, I don't know. I have to think of something.
All right. Hey, Bobby, go ahead with your thoughts. Or
maybe, yeah. So I got to see the video of the guy he got when he got
the shooter?
Arrested.
The shooter.
Yeah. I posted it in the online here.
Thanks
it's
for bringing
online.
That up. You were the one that posted that on our Discord or in the chat. Look, so we watched that during one of the breaks earlier tonight, and what was really interesting was it was only two cops.
Yeah. Yeah, they pinned him, and I think they kind of
they ran his car off the road, basically.
Yeah.
pinned it up against some sort of concrete barrier, maybe, or something like that. He wasn't going anywhere. The wheels were spinning, and they arrested him.
And these cops, how they worked, really well. I mean, better than I would say the American cops in situations. They kind of stunned him, and not literally yet, but they stunned him. They hit him off the road, and then they got the one cop ran to the one side. And the guy's window was already, you know, shot open.
Yeah, he had shot his own windows open.
Yeah.
If you watch the original horrifying footage of him murdering these innocent people, when he gets back in his car and drives away, because, again, the cops didn't show up before, you know, he was able to get away, and he was shooting people for minutes straight. He's driving away. He blasts out his own windows and just seems to be shooting at people randomly in the streets. I'm not sure if he was targeting Muslims who happen to be in the neighborhood or if he's just shooting at random
people.
He must
have been deaf. He shot out his own windows in a car?
Yeah, multiple times shooting from within the car as he was driving.
And then the one cop, he went really quick, and he grabbed him right out of the window. Another cop got him with the taser as he was grabbing him out of the window. And then they got him, and they put him to the curb, and they just kept hitting him with the taser. And then they got him handcuffed. It was amazing.
I can't imagine that guy would have survived if it was the United States. I feel like the cops outside of the U.S., a lot of them are just better trained at taking people without, you know, using as much violence as was no more violence than is necessary, I guess. And the fact that they were able to do that was amazing.
And I hope they locked him into solitary confinement for the rest of his life, and that'll be his hell. I don't think there is a hell. Maybe there is, but if there isn't, I really hope he has to sit in solitary confinement for the next 40 or 50 years.
Bobby, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts and the recap there. I'm glad you brought up the video of the arrest, because I didn't even think to talk about it on air, and it was worth pointing out. I think they handled. Don't you think they handled that differently than the U.S. cops
would
have?
Yeah, there were like two cops that took him down. I mean, I imagine he would have just gone out in a hail of bullets in the U.S. Which there's some advantages too, right? You're not housing this guy for the rest of his life in some cushy New Zealand prison, is my guess.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue.
If you've been incarcerated in the United States, of course, you have to pay for the expensive death row. You have to pay for the expensive trial.
It'll be expensive in New Zealand, too, I imagine.
Well, it is. Yes, but the trials going over and over again because of the death penalty, that only happens in the U.S.
Millions. Do they not have the death penalty in New Zealand?
They don't have the death penalty in any sort of Western nation.
Really? Except for the United States?
That's my belief, yeah.
I wonder if New Hampshire's going to get rid of it. I heard the House passed it.
But the veto-proof majority.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about the Senate, though.
Yeah.
We got more coming up here. Time for you. If you want to jump in, get on the lines now. 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company. It's been 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list, with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number in these remaining moments, we got time for you. If you dial now, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And don't forget, you can, again, go to freetalklive.com, grab all kinds of free stuff there, like archives that go back for years, all the way back to 2006, downloadable easily from freetalklive.com. You don't have to pay for it, but you can if you want. I mean, we've got the AMP program where you can donate to what we do here. But by default, everything's free on the site. So please, go and enjoy. It's freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. He's Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to thank you all, one, for encouraging me not to watch the video and watching it on my behalf last night, but then also posting it to your Discord. I wouldn't have been able to find the video without that link, so I really appreciate that. I just wanted to make the comment.
We also posted it to our social media, so I posted it on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, the Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, and telegram.freetalklive.com. So I did send the link out there as well. So in that way, if somebody wants to go and see it, it's going to be a lot easier to find on our social media. If you were to go to the chat room, you'd have to like scroll back to last night and then or search.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it was funny how you said, oh, we watched it for you, but then I'm going to post the link to every single social media.
Yeah, well, I want people to have the ability to see this if they want to. I don't recommend it, but I support freedom of speech and freedom of, you know, the media, and to me that's an important thing to do. We did this during the ISIS killing videos, which thankfully seem to have stopped over the last few years, or at least they're not making the news if they're continuing to make them, where we actually would play some of them, their propaganda on the air, and then when the, absolutely horrible, violent videos came out, I tried to get some level of understanding of what, I wouldn't watch most of them because they were pretty gross, but just to get a taste of what it was like so I could at least know what I was talking about on the air. And we posted links to those too because they were hard to find.
I'm not going to take the whole segment. I just had a quick comment. I just wanted to say that it looked like I almost thought I was watching a first-person shooter game.
That's
like,
what I said.
It was crazy. I mean, I just I cannot believe. And then the music the guy was listening to, like that polka music, I mean, and then what?
Oh, was
that?
There music? We didn't actually listen to it.
While he was cruising around town, yeah, he was listening to some crazy
polka?
Music, like some 60s hippie.
I don't know.
But
yeah, like the first 5 minutes of this video are
when
him
I think
driving.
Of polka music, I don't think of 60s and hippies.
No. It's a variety of music. He actually, in the video, he probably have about 10 to 12 minutes of him just driving around making comments. And so my very last comment was, I think he only broadcast live one of the two mosque shootings. I think the second one that he was driving to, he cut the stream off.
If he wanted to make an escape, you don't want to broadcast your whereabouts.
Right.
I don't think he wanted to escape. Didn't he want to get caught so he could then continue to preach from prison? His whatever paranoid claptrap.
I didn't see that part, but I didn't read the whole.
I didn't read the whole thing either.
I'm hanging up, but please be careful if you watch that video. I think I lost sleep last night, and I should have never watched it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's disturbing. I thank you for the call tonight. I mean, it's sick from top to bottom, and it just keeps getting worse. It's, bad enough to watch somebody just going and slaughtering people wholesale, innocent people, but then to go back in and to just continue putting bullets into their bodies after the fact, just to presumably to ensure that they were dead, including at least one visible child, 10 years old or younger, pretty crystal clear in what was a not so... Thankfully, it was not an HD quality video because it would have been even more horrifying in higher resolution.
It's certainly terrible. I mean, I suppose if you want to take a look for the silver lining, maybe he was putting them out of their misery. I don't know.
What? Oh, you mean the dying people?
Yes.
No, that's not his. That was not his intention, I suspect. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. I think what his intention was to get anybody who was playing dead. And that
certainly happened.
Let's go back to the phones to Matthew in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hey there. So y'all were talking about if you could go back and talk to the founders to make sure that this actually stayed to be a small, limited government. And it reminded me of something from Robert Heinlein's book, Starship Troopers. The way to limit the size of the government and the scope of it is to limit who gets the sovereign franchise. Because, precisely, if you recall de Tocqueville's caution, he said that the United States will be destroyed when the people of the country realize that they can use the vote to get goodies from the government.
So, in Heinlein, in Starship Troopers, I always say that wrong. They only let people who had military service vote. And
military service. It was federal service. It was a period of 2 to 4 years of extremely unpleasant work that the government needed done. It could be mining on Titan was one of the things he described it as, or being used as a test animal. But it was stuff that basically, people would not volunteer to do.
Otherwise. Which further inflates the value of a vote. I mean, a vote is a statistically insignificant act, and the idea that you would risk death and give 2 years of your life away for it is absolutely crazy. If in Heinlein's fictional world, I would be one of these people that would be not only not having a vote, but actively attempting to get other people to not have a vote. Sounds nuts. But
so you'd be like the main character's father.
Yes. Yeah.
Try to talk him out of it.
Right.
No, that's okay. I mean, that was the idea.
But, I don't think that's going to limit the size of government. I don't think Heinlein's idea is that great. And here's the reason. Once the ex-soldiers realize that they can get free goodies from the government by voting for them, they will. They'll just create an entitled class of veterans benefits or whatever, and there you have the same problem all over again.
Well, his reasoning, and it may be defective, but his reasoning was having done this hard thing, this difficult thing for the preservation of the Federation, that they would be loath to do anything stupid and throw it away. Now, like I said, it could be defective.
No, they're going to do it to benefit themselves. just like the politicians do. I mean, the reason that the people argue against term limits, not that I'm making this argument, is that they don't want the politicians limited because they have to live with the consequences of their actions as time goes by. That somehow that's a benefit to having somebody who's been in the House for 40 years. I don't know exactly what it is. I like mine better. 100% of politicians need to agree that a law should be the law of the land, rather than this arguing back and forth and two-party crap. If you can get
my vote.
536 drunken sailors to agree on
should
it.
Should we do the same thing in New Hampshire?
I'm for it on a state level and a local level, too.
You should run
for office.
Now that... I think you should, Bill Mark.
But it's going to require a constitutional amendment.
Just on that one platform.
It's a constitutional amendment. So, you know, I'll get torn apart. I'm a convicted felon. They're going to tear me apart. I'll never get elected. I can't get elected a dog catcher.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You'd be surprised, Mark. I mean, you're talking about going up against politicians that are generally an untrustworthy scumbag bunch. I think you've got a lot to bring to the table in that kind of a race.
Why would I spend my time and energy going into a government to try to fix it for people who, for 200-something years, have always just sat around and, it's fine. You know? I'm not going to waste my... I've got a short life. I'm not going to give it to those folks.
All right. We got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sarah? New Mexico. Sarah going once. Sarah going twice. That's unusual.
Speaking of not wanting to give my short life to the government, the reason the politicians do it, these people aren't philanthropic. They're doing it for the money.
Right. They're trying to enrich their friends and punish their enemies and enrich themselves as well.
Yeah.
They're successful.
The power is addictive. There's no doubt. Everybody wants to have the special license plate and the bodyguards and all those things.
I agree. You shouldn't have any power.
Yeah.
I should not have power.
Yeah. You. It's true. I like the trappings. I would love the trappings of power. There's no doubt. But if the only goal was to vote no on everything and just attempt to get a constitutional amendment in that made it so that it had to be 100% of politicians had to vote on something, I'd be all for that.
By the way, the full She-Male versus Nazi event video is available on YouTube. Aria has put it up on her Aria DiMezzo YouTube channel. I will have a link. I've just put the link on our Twitter and Mastodon and Telegram, so it's there for you. I'm going to update the free team.
If you want to go, it's twitter.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe there, and you can see our tweets.
Yep, and I'm also going to update the Free Keen article that I wrote to include a link to that as well. Plus, the Freer Talk Live episode we did afterwards is kind of like a post-show, kind of a wrap-up episode of that. It's all going to be in the freekeen.com post that you will find at the top of that site right now. We'll see you tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.